Welcome to The Dolan Diaries, a show for creators of all stripes to think deeply about their art and its place in culture. My goal with this show is to encourage you to gain clarity, movement, alignment, and focus. You are a leader, whether you know it or not. Will you claim your voice and speak truth? Let's crush fear, stop complaining, stop comparing, drop the excuses, and take this creative life seriously. I'm your host, Jeff Dolan, and this is episode 16. In this episode, I want to give you an update on my original sci-fi short film, Phase 6. You may remember me talking about in episode 5, an entire year ago now. Please go back and listen to that episode to catch up on the journey. All show notes will be at jeffdolan.com/16, where you can also subscribe to the written version of this show. Well, the trailer is out now. And let me tell you, it's been crazy to think what an artistic battle it has been to release this film. I definitely put to work the feedback I got from Eyes and Sarah back in episode 5. If you remember, my dilemma was I was pretty much burned out on making the film and didn't want to put it out from a marketing standpoint because it just seemed too overwhelming. Their feedback included actually getting feedback, taking a break, finding the inspiration that originally got me inspired, and being okay if the project completely failed and even didn't even come out. And they had some other key advice too, so go back and listen to that episode for more. So after some soul searching, rest from the project, and reigniting my excitement about why I created it in the first place, I was able to finish the film and decide on a realistic way to release it. That did not include spending a pretty penny entering every film competition I could to collect awards, and it did not include just posting it online and hoping people would watch it. I wanted to have the cast and crew promote it to their friends the way they wanted, you know, maybe throw a release party or two, and close this wonderful chapter of my life I started when I actually had time before kids. So how did I release the trailer? I released it as an entry in a Future Vision film competition by Red Bull and Future.io, Future.io, whose purpose is to find whose desirable future vision is the most compelling through science fiction film. Because, as they put it, most sci-fis are dystopian and dark, but their future thinking can be scary accurate. And so they wanted to bring together filmmakers to share their visions and have a competition. So they have an amazing panel of judges. They will fly the winner to Lisbon, Portugal, to meet with the Red Bull film team and the Future.io team and talk about what the future could look like and actually shoot that vision. And it just sounded like the perfect way to release Phase 6. However, my short film is a dystopian future sci-fi film, and the editor in me jumped to work to find all the positive elements to make into the entry for Red Bull. But it could only be 1 minute, so it was a challenge. And bigger than editing it to change the message was the realization that all those years spent marinating on the half-done film actually gave me a much deeper world-changing idea. What if the technology in the film was real? What if it was wielded responsibly and did not fall into evil hands? What if the science fiction was reality? I had my moonshot idea. Peter Diamantis would be proud. And to think I actually get to speak further on these ideas with actual futurists if I win this contest. All right. So how do you watch it? There should be a link in the show notes to follow. Look for that. Finally, I want to thank you, my artist family, for getting me and this project this far. All the cast and crew, they were so wonderful to work with. I am so excited to get this film out there and to highlight their talent from the VFX to the acting to the producing. Produced. Shout out to Marty. Great job, you know, all around. So let's send this thing all the way around the world together. I can't wait to go on this journey with you. And thanks again for listening. I have been Jeff Dolan, and today is Sunday, February 17th, 2019. The theme song is a custom track by producer and now artist Gavi. Hope you have enjoyed it. If you are new to the show, welcome, and thank you for subscribing. If you want to leave us a comment, thought, or shout out, please find us on whatever app you listen on, or Anchor, which on a side note, Spotify just acquired, which I believe is a shrewd move and a win for everybody. I love both platforms. And of course, stay tuned here for more updates. Have a good week, be kind, and take care.